This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. It was 2 years ago today that American commanders outlined a plan of attack in Iraq so swift and so fierce they expected mass surrender. 2 years later, U.S. forces still face violent resistance in Iraq. 40% of the American troops fighting there are from National Guard and Reserve units, unaccustomed to repeated and lengthy tours of duty. As part of the NPR series The Span of War, NPR's Howard Berkus continues our reports on the Guard and Reserve deployment. Today, a look at the financial sacrifice some are forced to make.
Above a flower shop in Radcliffe, Kentucky, caseworker Cecilia Jeffrey sits at a phone and computer focused on casualties of war.
USA Cares, this is Cecilia. How may I help you?
These aren't calls about combat injuries or deaths.
Okay. Is he National Guard or Reserve? Okay, so he is National Guard. Is the spouse employed or unemployed at this time?
Instead, they're about spouses and children struggling with unpaid bills and unmet needs. Jeffrey works for USA Cares, a private nonprofit group. Her most memorable case involves a deployed National Guardsman, a wife living with the kids in a car and then a homeless shelter after heavy rain damages their home.
All of her situation started in October, probably a couple of weeks after her soldier deployed. And the only thing she cared about, she begged us and begged us, if you have to tell my soldier, then I don't want your help. Because she didn't want him to be in danger.
Bad news can distract soldiers in combat. USA Cares had 1,000 calls for help in the past 2 years, mostly due to money problems, as Guard and Reserve families adjust to the loss of civilian jobs. They sometimes find military support elusive, says USA Cares President John Tyndall, a retired Major General in the Army Reserve.
The Army, the Air Force, the Marines, the Navy, Coast Guard do take care of our own. But to take care of those families in small-town America that are thousands of places, this is a very difficult task. And I don't know that we were prepared to do that.
USA Cares has raised and doled out more than $360,000 in food vouchers, rent payments, utility bills, gas money, and repairs as families struggle with the biggest Guard and Reserve deployment in 50 years.
Because we have never been there before in recent history. Well, again, with the number of deployments, the frequency, and the numbers of people who were involved in them, they have never wrestled with that problem, and as a result, they didn't realize the problem was as extensive as it is.
It's not clear how many families are struggling, but 430,000 Guard members and reservists have been mobilized since the September 11th attacks. More than half of those who are married make less money in the military, according to a Defense Department survey. 15% lose more than $30,000 a year. 6% are self-employed, with some losing businesses.
Okay, this is my office area here, and then I had tires hanging on the wall and everything. Watch your step out here, please.
Kenneth Eicholtz tours what's left of his business in a metallic building off a rural dirt road outside Westphalia, Missouri. He has 23 years in the National Guard, including 13 months in Iraq.
I used to sell tires and mechanic work in here. I do mechanic work in here all the time. So this business paid for a lot of the household expenses.
The business was new and grossing $4,000 a week. Eicholtz also worked days as a civilian mechanic for the National Guard. He had three mechanics and a secretary working here, but no one to run the shop while he served in Iraq. In the days before his deployment, he sold off tires, tools, parts, and equipment, desperate to pay down business debt.
I want the people to know what the Guard members went through because, it's hard on the soldier, but nobody knows how hard it is on the family.
Eicholtz leads us to a trailer nearby where his toddler son and daughter play and where his wife, Christy, unloads.
I was left here to take care of all the bills, taking care of the kids, the house. I dealt with the bill collectors for his shop. I dealt with people who also hadn't paid us yet. I had a complete emotional breakdown. I was done.
Christy was forced to quit her job, so the family went from three incomes to one and deeper into debt. USA Cares helped with food, the mortgage, and the power bill, but there's not enough money to revive the business, and another deployment is possible. which frustrates Christy Eichholz.
This time he'll be coming home to an empty house because they will have committed me by then. I don't want to see him go again. And that's why I want him out, and I want him out as soon as possible.
The plight of Guard and Reserve families has attracted the attention of Democratic Congressman Tom Lantos of California.
It is an outrage that on the one hand we are expecting our brave men and women to protect us far away from home and put their lives on the line, and at the same time we are imposing totally unfair financial hardship on their families.
Lantos proposes tax incentives to help fill the gap between civilian and military pay. In the Senate, Indiana Democrat Evan Bayh adds a direct subsidy of up to $50,000 a year for lost civilian income.
There's strong anecdotal evidence that the rates of reenlistment and new enlistments are down dramatically. So as we move forward, if we're going to have the kind of military that it takes to defend our country, we have to remove this terrible dilemma of having to choose between their family or their country. It's in our nation's best interest, our national security interests, to end this Patriot penalty.
The Pentagon is skeptical. Tom Hall is Assistant Secretary of Defense for Reserve Affairs.
You have two people in a foxhole. One is an active duty. He turns to the Guardsman or Reservist next to him and says, well, what's your pay? And the person says, well, it's twice yours because the taxpayer is paying me the extra money that I earned while I was a civilian. And I think that causes a problem. And what we want to ensure is that the military pay, when they're doing the same job in the same foxhole, is the same.
And Hall insists that the military is doing its best to help families in need.
We are dedicated to examining where we need to support in a better way our Guardsmen and Reservists. We spend a lot of time in worrying about that.
Isn't it possible that you're not worrying about it enough, given the number of problems that are occurring, given the numbers of people who report disparate pay, and the numbers of those who are forced to seek help from private groups for basic needs like rent?
Well, history always is the best judge of whether somebody's doing enough. And my commitment is to do everything possible to address these issues with Congress and with the authorities we have.
In fact, the Pentagon recently announced a new child care subsidy for Guard and Reserve families. But it's too late to help Kenneth and Christy Eichholz salvage what they lost.
I was proud to serve my country, is right. And I knew belonging to the Guard and everything, it was my job to do. But I built this business to retire to, and it really upsets me. I mean, it upsets me.
Assistant Defense Secretary Tom Hall notes that hundreds of employers already subsidize military salaries voluntarily. Thousands of Guard and Reserve families are not suffering serious financial hardship, and many take home more money while deployed, including a soldier in Mississippi. He would have doubled his income. Instead, he lost his deployment, his job, and his house because military medical insurance doesn't help Guard members and reservists stay healthy. More on that tomorrow. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
For a breakdown of how service in Iraq is affecting Guard families, visit NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.